Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendon Fraser. Now, you might think that we're repeating the Brendan Fraser one, but this is actually about the fact that a hypothetical time when Fraser would have trended if Twitter existed when that show was on. I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yep.
That was in no way a sweaty way to justify not going to look up one of the brilliant short show titles that our audience supplies us with. Miles, we are fortunate, thrilled, blessed to be joined today to discuss some batch news, a batch of Bachelor news by super producer Anna Hosnier! It is.
Ho ho. Just kidding. Please don't ever call me.
Did you say ho ho?
Yeah.
Isn't that
That's Lauren Lapkus character on
that
elf?
On Bang Bang.
Elf?
Ho ho. Yeah. The naughty elf.
I
naughty elf, ho ho.
I was just going by Hosnier ho ho.
Oh, shit. Whoa. So, Lauren, man, I think maybe we need to tighten Lauren up real quick. Be like, where'd you come up with that name?
Who cares?
I'm going to...
Oh, I'm just saying, who came up with it first? Are you the original ho-ho, or is the character the original ho-ho?
Look, you know what? I regret saying that.
Well, now you set off a pod war.
Yeah.
I'm going to Wild Egos this afternoon, which is a crossover between Wild Horses and Super Ego, two of my favorite comedy troupes. This is the second time I've gone to a Wild Horses show that is them crossing over with a podcast. They also did a Doughboys thing like years ago. Anyways, they have me. I am in that Venn diagram, baby, and it's cozy in here. let's talk about Colton Underwood. What is the latest here? So this is the Bachelor who last week came out on GMA and announced that you can learn all about his, you know, his journey on an upcoming Netflix reality show. And then people started being like, let's pump the brakes on this dude being necessarily a hero. And we talked about it last time, Anna, and you were not on. And it just felt, I felt empty inside after we got done talking about it. So fill us with the wisdom.
Yeah. And just, you know, for the listeners, I was late to that recording. You know, I had to shine Jack and Miles multiple pairs of shoes. Look, being a producer is tough. You know, sometimes you're also an assistant. And so
well, you know,
I couldn't
like
come
I said,
out of the closet until
I said,
they,
you got to put the hours in. You got to put the hours in.
Until they also, were like, every shoe is the shiniest. That they needed to look in there and take a selfie from the shoe. That was the requirement.
Miles and I exclusively wear tuxedo shoes.
No, I was just going to say, my Tevas do not look clean. So I will need you to come pick them back up.
Oh, I spit so much on them to shine
and
them.
And you can tell from the odor. It just smells like a sneeze on my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I missed that last, I was late to that recording because of that exact reason.
Yeah, you actually
don't
rolled
at me
in.
At them.
You rolled in while we were discussing it and I was like, I don't know
I'm
what
just reading
you
words.
Want me to do.
I mean, because I remember the last thing was, I just remembered seeing that the tone on Twitter was like, yes, but also this person was had tracking devices on an ex and was very manipulative. And now I think even more people are sort of starting to see the totality of it, right?
Yeah. So Colton Underwood, former Bachelor contestant, he was the known virgin, unexplained at the time, but his whole thing was, I'm religious, but I'm not a virgin because I'm religious. He was a former pro football player. I think he played one game off a practice squad. I don't know. I don't recall exactly. But, you know, strange circumstances. He was just like, I just have never found the person I want to have sex with. And we were like, cool, whatever. Interesting. Doesn't really make too much sense, but whatever. Who are we to question you?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it turns out he came out on Good Morning America as gay, which in my opinion, you don't need to go on Good Morning America to tell everyone you're gay. It's 2021. You can just live your life. I mean, hey, take a note from JoJo Siwa. She just casually posted a shirt and was like, leave me alone. This is my life. Bye. That's the way to do it, baby.
Yeah.
You're saying unless it's more to make a spectacle to sort of divert attention.
Now, yes. So Colton has a history of problematic behavior in the sense that he did put a tracking device on his ex-girlfriend's car. He stalked her. He would hang out outside her apartment. He created a fake phone number and sent her text pretending to be someone stalking her, and then would manipulate her by being like, is someone stalking you? They're stalking me too. But it was all him. Just a lot of mind games that were like very traumatizing for her. And I know all this because I'm a sleuth, and yes, everything got released and I wrote it. Sorry. I can't help it. the court. Yeah. So she filed a restraining order because of all this behavior. He, you know, went home to find himself and try and, you know, understand why he was doing this sort of stuff. And I guess in that time was able to come out to himself and his family and, you know, figure that out about himself. Now, I do personally think after further research, since he's come out, I didn't read his book, but I read about it and I saw a lot of excerpts from, you know, my favorite type of TikTok is the white girl who green screens herself in front of something problematic and is like, right. And now this is why you should not like this person. And I'm like, tell me why I shouldn't.
Tell me, Melissa.
Yes, exactly. And they're like, so go sign this petition so his Netflix series won't air or whatever. You know, that's how I learn all my information. I'm a generation. I'm a millennial who learns from Gen Z.
These are our Edward R. Murrows. So don't judge us.
Five
Grandpa.
Things why we or five reasons why we need healthcare for everyone. That's like how I learned everything.
I kind of like it better as five things we need healthcare for everyone.
Yeah, that is the vibe. Right. Why you shouldn't vote for Trump.
That is actually, you said how you got swayed last minute by one of those TikTok videos. Yeah. With that headline.
But they're like so corny, but they're actually like really informative sometimes. You're like, oh, I actually didn't know that.
Right. So this TikTok host
this TikTok
read
video,
the book so we didn't have to.
Yeah, she read the book. So I can also tell you 100 more things I've learned from videos like this. But like truly, like that's how I learned all about Armie Hammer's aunt, Casey Hammer, like the abuse she suffered from the Hammer family. Like truly everything I've ever learned is from a white girl in front of a green screen telling me why I should know this. But I'm sorry, I digress.
There's a Casey Hammer and she's not related to MC Hammer?
That no, is Casey Hammer is
Kansas City Hammer.
Armie Hammer's right. aunt. And... Oh. She has basically right. disconnected herself from the family. Dude, it's actually, you should go read her book if you're interested in that dark family. Like she tells you right. all about how her grandfather made his money and her great grandfather, how he made his money. Just some evil oil Armand Hammer shit going on. Mm-hmm. So I recommend that. Right. Go look her up on, I'm not even joking. Go look her up on TikTok. A lot of yeah. white girls telling you a lot of shit about her.
Royal Slugger, the Casey Hammer. All right, so that's it.
How
that's
we
the last
found
Casey
out
Hammer
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip were cousins. And then you point up. So that's classic TikTok. As you can see here, we actually dug up the reports that show that they were related. I'm like, oh shit, okay.
I like the idea of somebody who's doing like really good in-depth reporting that way.
That's what they're doing, Jack. That's the amazing thing. That's what they do. And then they just, they tell you it in the funniest TikTok video of green screen. Like that's how I learned about Rachel Kirkconnell, the cast member who got chosen in Matt James, the first Black Bachelor's season. That her family, they were like, and as you can see here, Rachel's father actually donates to this PAC, which supports Trump. Right. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm not joking. They do the research, but then they deliver it in the funniest, most just absurd way because, you know, it's 2021 and why not?
As you can see here, all of the burglars who broke into the Watergate were connected to a slush fund that was inadvertently.
Jack, yeah. You're joking, but. That 100% exists. Yeah.
9/11 hijackers and the Saudi Arabia connection. Why aren't we talking about this?
You guys are joking, like, but this exists.
I know, but I know the aesthetic too. And it's just almost, it's just because it's like, it's just very easy to digest in that form. Like, right. Okay.
I love it. I actually love it because I'll be like, wow, did you hear this?
And speak knowledgeably and passionately about it. All right. Anyway, what did we learn from Colton Underwood's book?
So he was very disparaging to his other contestants, especially the women of color, by basically like one was Kerpa, one was Tayshia, being like, I only kept them to like try and like cause this sort of drama, or like I treated them this way for, you know, just like his explanations were just like really catty and shitty and petty. And it's like, okay, so you were actually treating this woman poorly. And then he came after Wendy Williams, which, you know, Wendy Williams has her own issues, but like he came after being like, how dare you say something about me? Like, you know, like you, he was just like attacking her with stereotypes of like, don't you have like three baby daddies or something, like stuff where you're like, dude, back off. And then he told Rachel Lindsay to stop running her mouth, like stuff like that, where you're like, you just use like racial stereotypes to come after women of color. And you just have no sense of anything like about yourself, like how you're coming off and like why you're talking like this. And I don't know, to me, he's not a good person. And like, I'm glad he's figured out that he's gay, but like, it doesn't excuse your past behavior. Also, you made money on a book where you're like disparaging women. And it's like, also his ex was like, I was not given a heads up. I'm like traumatized by all of this. Like the fact that he came out, didn't say anything to me. Also, he stalked me and did all this like really shady behavior. And he's not really speaking on it. He just said, I'm so sorry, like what I did at the end of our relationship. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Mm,
right. It's like,
That's how you know you're a celebrity.
Right.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. Anyway, my call time is soon for my Netflix show.
But that's the thing. Now he has a Netflix docuseries. And it's like, I don't care to watch what this guy is telling me.
Sure.
Like, I just don't care about you. You're not interesting to me. I'm glad you came out as gay. But I still, like, all your past behavior has not been addressed and all the things you've said has not been addressed. And yet you expect us to just brush it under the rug.
Right.
I can't. Also, he's boring.
The real
he's
fans will brush it under the rug. Okay.
I mean, that's
the problem.
And that's
what he's just going for. And exactly. And there's enough people to just be like, I don't know, whatever. I just like this idea of whoever this person is.
Yeah.
That is our transition sound.
Yeah.
The twin stories.
So let me tell you how I learned about murder.
All right. Up next, McDonald's is Phil and the pop musician meal continues to be a great idea.
Yeah.
They are trending because they dropped the BTS meal on the globe.
Or about to or something. Look, there's a Travis Scott meal, the J Balvin meal.
Right.
And they, you know, I get it. BTS was the whole thing with this one is I think it's a real easy win for McDonald's because it's essentially you're just getting chicken nuggets. But the thing that's different is that you're getting dipping sauces from Korea. So now that it'll be nuggets with sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces.
Ooh, I love sweet chili.
Damn. There it is.
They're making Travis Scott's meal look like shit. I didn't know the details about that meal, but wasn't Travis Scott's like, and you get barbecue sauce for the fries?
Yeah, or like on the thing. Yeah. But then it was all the merch though too. He made $20 million off of that shit. It's the whole thing is like out of, just, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck?
I will say McDonald's has actually been doing this for a while. Don't you guys remember when you could only buy that one CD that had Britney and NSYNC on it only at McDonald's?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I swear
it
I bought
like
it. I remember being like,
or something?
It had like five or six songs from what I remember, but it was like they did like a song together and then it was like a bunch of like other songs that they did maybe for this album and you could only get it at McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do. They said, you want two CDs? And they said, what? Two CDs nuts? Come to McDonald's.
Wow. Oh, my God. Miles just setting them up and knocking them down.
I'm a seventh grader outside of McDonald's trying to get a Kids Bop promo CD.
Did it really feature Mayor McCheese or is Brian fucking with us? Engineer Brian just wrote in the notes featuring Mayor McCheese. That would be dope if he had like a feature on the album.
Yeah, I thought, that's when he was going as Mayor MC Cheese.
Oh, shit. Okay. That makes sense.
I'm off this. I gotta go.
ESL is trending. This is the Euro Super League.
Yep.
Super.
You'll hear more about it tomorrow's show, but it's just trending because the people are trying to absolutely change the course of European soccer. And effectively, it'll probably change all of global soccer because 12 greedy teams want to change them, mine included, Arsenal.
Right.
So right now, it's just, I think the world is just in shock because it's like this thing where these purely money-brained owners have just decided on their own. They're like, you know what? We can actually just do this because we have the capital to do it. Yeah. So, keep your eye out on that one and keep your ear open tomorrow.
Keep your ears open and your eyes to the ground. Morrissey's trending. there was a Simpsons episode that featured a character who was clearly supposed to be Morrissey. He presumably said no to voicing the character, and which is shocking because he usually has such a good sense of humor about himself. But
oh, absolutely.
So after the episode, Morrissey's Facebook page had this message posted on it. Sadly, The Simpsons show started out creating great insight into the modern cultural experience, but has since degenerated to trying to capitalize on cheap controversy and expounding on vicious rumors, and criticized the makers of The Simpsons for using harshly hateful tactics like showing the Morrissey character with his belly hanging out of his shirt. Oh, man. Oh, Morrissey, come on. And like acting like that is not being written by Morrissey. Whereas Morrissey has a great physique and he wouldn't care about this enough to write about it. But as a third party, I have to say he looks amazing even when he's sitting.
Wait, jeez. That's really what it says?
That's legit a quote of what it says.
When he's sitting?
Yeah. No. Harshly hateful tactics like showing the Morrissey character with his belly hanging out of his shirt is what they're...
That's what the real thing is.
That's the real thing.
I mean, how could you... I mean, he's a nativist fucking white nationalist. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like it ends there. I don't know why he's like, I can't believe they pointed that out.
Right.
With their Quillaby character. The character is called Quillaby.
Quillaby and voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch. That's funny.
All right, Quillaby.
And then finally, skydiving's trending just because there's this one center in California that has had 22 deaths since 1981, 9 since 2016. I just assumed skydiving was like safe.
Dangerous?
And... Oh. Well, just like that, you know, it was kind of they had it down at this point. Like people weren't going skydiving, and it was like a coin toss, like you see in the movies. But
it's
this place,
out of a plane.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is jumping out of a plane.
But, I knew it was dangerous because of that movie Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes.
Right.
So, no, thank you.
I mean, but with Drop Zone, you can kind of curve your fall and just like zip around like you're Superman in the sky. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, I will skid to a landing even if my parachute doesn't open up.
Get the angles right.
Yeah, I'll just like.
I knew it was dangerous when I saw on The Bachelor this past season, Matt James is the pick, Rachel Kirkconnell, basically on a date. When they were landing after skydiving, get her face slammed into the ground. And I was like, oh, they couldn't even, on a reality show, they couldn't keep it safe? Like, we just saw that.
Well, wasn't that little boy that was the tandem person not really the best person to be skydiving with?
I don't know. Or I guess he was like 20, maybe 20 years old. But he also, which I want to say that they did not acknowledge, he broke his arm.
In
oh my
fall?
God.
Yes, he broke his arm and they
was
were
a
like
slamming.
They were like, get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Right.
Get the
He's like,
get this.
please.
What about Rachel? What about Rachel? What about Rachel?
Yeah.
How's her face?
Yeah. That's really
if you had
what
told
like.
One of the PAs on The Bachelor that they had to like disappear that kid, they would have believed that they'd be like, all right. I'll make it happen, don't worry about it.
What's the center that you're talking about in California?
Where's
it located?
It is called
Is it Lodi?
Like one of the.
It's
it
the
is
Lodi.
It is Skydive Lodi Parachute Center.
It's funny how I knew that.
Is that why you have that tangled parachute hanging on your wall?
Yeah. So like that's the thing that it's like people who are dying are not. It's not like wow they're coming down. Like I knew that the like landing even when the parachute opens and everything goes according to plan. Like, it's still, like, jumping out of a second-story window. It's, like, a really rough landing. But, like, people's parachutes aren't opening. It's, like, the nightmare scenario is what happens in a lot of these cases.
Now, I don't know if this is just because I watch, like, movies, but isn't there, like, a backup chute? Or is that, like, made up?
That's what I thought.
I think it maybe depends on where, what level you're at. Because, I mean, they still say, look, when you look at the stats, what is it? A rate of 0.45 per 100,000. You're looking at fatalities.
Jeez. They should also turn into
those
squirrel
suits. That is when they're asking, like evaluating you for life insurance purposes. They're like, do you jump out of airplanes ever?
No,
is that a
no,
thing?
No, no, no.
So I don't know.
Yeah, where they're like, don't insure people who do that because they're literally jumping out of planes.
Who would say yes to that?
Right. Well, I mean, I think they can find
insurance
that
fraud.
Out. Yeah.
They're like, hey, you're Flighty McGee, the world's foremost skydiver. What the fuck? Flighty you say you didn't do the.
Yeah, please just don't follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, at Skydiver Boss.
Yeah.
At Always Diving Into Sky, No Parachute.
At Skydiver Insurance Fraud.
Well, because the people who do get people who do get into that, like, do have that shit on their, like, bumper stickers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather be jumping out of a plane than driving my kid to confirmation class.
At least I'm drunk.
At my other, what is it? My other car is a parachute that may not open.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
Oh no. My other car is a slightly built 22-year-old whose arm I'm gonna break when I land on him. All right. Well. That's what's trending this April 19th. Get ready for 420, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Jack's going to smoke weed for the first time in 35 years.
That's not true.
First hit
you
five.
Can tell because I'm not having a panic attack right now. That is going to do it for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.